And good Thursday morning, everyone. Chatting with my new buddy, Tyler Khalid. He is the assistant manager over at Christ Furniture. Christ Furniture is, I'll let Tyler tell you. We're going to test him again this morning. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
I am here, and some days that's a good start.
Absolutely.
where is Christ Furniture located, Tyler?
We're downtown Eagle Grove at 205 West Broadway, next to the old time and temperature sign.
Fantastic. And the beautiful, I've seen pictures of it, looks like an old Western storefront.
That's right. No, it's really cool. It's a very historical block and a lot of history here.
You know, Jim, I was thinking in between days there, Jim should, in between days, like I just sit here holding the phone, I was thinking Jim should do a contest. Whoever comes in and finds the face on the ceiling should win a little prize or something.
Hey, that's a good idea.
There you go. You tell Jim he can use that. I won't even charge him for it.
There we go.
I am determined to find this face, Tyler.
Me too.
We're going to come in one day. Maybe he'll let us spend the night in there and just stare up at the ceiling. There you go. I'll bring the non-alcoholic beverages.
There you go.
Although I have a feeling it would be more fun finding this face with a few beers.
I would agree with you there.
Hey, I've got a plan. There we go. Tyler, your website is ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com. See that? I'm paying attention. And folks, I can tell you from browsing the website that everything is on there. And if you don't see it on there, first of all, if you don't see it, you probably don't need it. And second, if you don't see it and you just have to have it, Tyler and Jim can order it for you.
That's right.
Order it. It comes to the store, right, Tyler?
Absolutely, yeah. Unless it was something really, really small, like maybe a pair of pillows or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Comes to the store, and the store will be happy to not only deliver it, but they deliver it for free.
Absolutely, and free in your home.
I was about to say.
The door.
They don't just drop it on the sidewalk.
That's right.
I love it. I'm still remember laughing when Jim said that you guys had beaten some customers home. I thought that was fantastic.
It is. It's amazing how that works.
So we have done fabrics, we have done lamps and clocks, and you amazed me with the new fireplace TV stands, and I think we've done a little bit of everything there. Anything that we haven't touched on over there, Tyler?
Well, I got a couple new art pieces in. If you're looking for something to kind of maybe spice up a wall or that missing touch in your home, we got a lot of pretty ones that are just more kind of like natural, just trees and beautiful water scenes. And we got a lot of different just abstract ones if you just need a pop of color in the room or something like that.
Yeah. And again, this is one piece that can just wake an entire room up.
Absolutely.
I've been in places that I'd been before, and because of one piece of wall art, it just looks like they've redone the whole room.
Absolutely. It's a very big focal point, and we'll give you a lot to talk about, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wish I could remember. Jim told me a story about a painting that he saw one time, and he, if I remember correctly, he said he just couldn't keep his eyes off of it. It was the whole room to him.
It is, and I think I know what he's referring to, and it's a picture of like a row of trees, multiple rows of trees, and when this person hung it there on the wall, it just looked like you were walking into the forest of trees.
That's the one.
Very beautiful picture.
That's the one, Tyler. He said it just held his attention every time he was close to it.
Absolutely.
But, it's little things like that. And, folks, as we talked about with Jim, and I'm sure Tyler will back me up on this, but you don't have to be a millionaire to have a nice piece of wall art.
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah. Now, is wall art something that you can order, Tyler? Is there a catalog for that? Or?
Sure, yes. No, we got a couple different companies on our website, of course, you could browse on. And if you'd rather come in here, you know, our sales ladies would be more than happy to help coordinate colors for you or look at different sizes and really find what fits you.
I'm big on burgundies and grays. Just so you know, in case I ever come in shopping.
Good.
Of course, I'll be staring up at the ceiling looking for the face.
That's right.
Now, oh gosh, I've got a, you know me, Tyler, I've got a million questions. You're, we were talking about lamps a couple of days ago. Now, floor lamps, are table lamps still a fashionable thing? Or?
Yes, and you know, we're actually starting to get quite a few more of those, and where they're almost built into the table as well.
Ah.
We've got a lot of different companies we work with where they provide us a really pretty, rustic, kind of more of like a natural edge top, and then it would have storage underneath of it there for your books and magazines, and then the lamp just goes right through the back, holds right up, and we've even got some that have what they kind of call like a goose arm on it, and it can kind of adjust over, and you can swing it over if you need more light to read or point it up at the ceiling and provide more room light that way.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Now, I'm a big table lamp guy. I love the older lamps and the lamps with the older looks and everything. But Tyler, I hate to be cliche and keep saying it, but a nice simple lamp is something that just changes a whole room.
Absolutely. I mean, we try, you know, we encourage that. If you're buying a new sofa or something like that, we got a lot of different colored lamps that can really blend with your sofa and add another pop to the wall, so it's not just a blank area there.
Sure. Do they still make the, I grew up in the 80s, you'll have to pardon me for asking this. do they still make the touch lamps, Tyler?
Yes, they do. And you know, for someone a little bit younger like myself, I thought that was just the coolest thing. I had never seen that before.
Well, when they were
finger up there and click it, and I'd be like, "Oh my goodness, how did I just?"
Yeah, yeah. When they were new, I felt the same way because I was a kid. I was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 maybe when they got really hot, you know. And of course, as a 9 or 10 year old, you just sit there and constantly just poke it. So. Which, truthfully, if I had one, I probably still would. So.
Right.
But I didn't even know they still made those.
Yeah, and they've even implemented that technology into more like display cabinets and small curios and things.
Really?
Then you don't have to reach behind your display cabinet to try to flick a switch or something. It's just a nice little touch on the hinge, and it'll illuminate a nice warm light.
I have never seen that in my life.
It is really cool.
I need to get one of those from my mom. She collects dolls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she would. I need to come out and talk to you about a display cabinet. There we go.
There you go. She'd love that.
And you know, speaking of moms, those touch lamps, Tyler, are good for elderly folks that may have arthritis or difficulty gripping the little switches and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes it's a lot of work to reach over there and have to pull on a chain or try to blindly move around and look for where the switch is up in the shade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a kid, I mean, it's kind of scary. You're reaching up, and, you know, if you're half an inch off, you're going to burn the devil out of your hand on the light bulb.
Yeah.
But we've all been through this. But yeah, and you know, the older lamps, man, you needed WD-40 to turn those things on and off.
Oh, gee, you're not kidding.
No, but see, now I want a touch lamp.
Yeah.
I had no clue they still made these things. Well, that's good gracious. That is fascinating to me. Now, I am a huge fan of the tables with the lamps built in. And you mentioned a word that I think has gotten extremely popular in the last few years, but these rustic pieces.
Absolutely.
Is that a really hot item, Tyler?
It really is, because they're harder to find, for one, and a lot of them that come, you know, come in a lot of different styles and shapes, and most popular, we just kind of sell more of like a narrow design where it's kind of like a rectangle, and then it's got your lamp popping out from the back, and a lot of people love to put those almost in between two chairs. So for people that like to just have two separate recliners, the table can go right in between there, and it's got a lot of storage underneath for you guys, and you could swing the light both sides if someone needs it to read or...
Do you, speaking of two recliners, and I don't know why I just thought of this, but do you ever see tables with two lamps on them?
Absolutely, sure.
Ah, look at me.
If it's a larger table, you know, we get some people where they put, almost like a sofa table in, and that kind of sits behind your sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll decorate it with two smaller lamps on each end there.
Right. Look at me. I'm starting to know how to decorate here. Look at
that's right.
Whole new business. Well, folks, we have hung new wall art. We've gotten you new chairs, new tables, and new lighting today. So we're going to call it a day. Tyler and I are beat. We have worked hard this morning, Tyler.
That's right.
It's Tyler Khalid. He's the assistant manager over at Christ Furniture, which Tyler is located at
205 West Broadway, downtown Eagle Grove, right next to the old Time and Temperature sign.
There you go. And I am actually, while we were chatting, I pulled a picture of the store up, and I'm telling you, folks, it's just cool. It's just a beautiful store. And I'm looking just at the outside, but I'm told that the inside is gorgeous. And four floors of furniture?
Four floors, that's right.
And I know Jim has got it packed.
We have it packed really full. Lots to see.
Love it. And I didn't know until about halfway through the first week, Tyler, but he's got a warehouse too.
That's right, and that is really full, let me tell you.
I think we need to get Jim into one of those hoarding classes. But I happen to know furniture doesn't sit around long at Chris Furniture. I know that for a fact.
That's true.
That's all right. Well, Tyler, we'll see you Friday morning, and that'll be the last day you have to deal with us.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Tyler. We'll see you in the morning, and I'll be back right after this.